You ever had a moment where it was really late at night, or perhaps in the very, very early hours of the morning, and you're either extremely tired so that you can barely think straight, or perhaps you've partied a bit too hard and you're a little inebriated, and you send a text or an email. And then the next day, when you wake up and you can finally see clearly, you look back at it and think, even I don't know what I was trying to say there. Well, apparently this is a common enough issue that at one time Google had released a solution to it. They had a feature that you could enable in their email, Gmail, called Drunken Email Filter. And so anytime you tried to send an email between the hours of like 1 and 4 a.m., it popped up a math problem. And if you couldn't solve the math problem, it wouldn't let you send the email. And this was to make your life and your work a lot easier. Well, I think what Jesus is calling for here is a similar feature on our mouths and perhaps on our hearts, that every time we seek to condemn someone, that we should have to have a little problem pop up and us solve it. But it's a problem that he creates. Namely, look at yourself and ask yourself, are you free from sin? And if you can't say yes, then you can't say what you want to your brother. You can't condemn him for his sin. And he wants us to reflect on that question because the sins that we have actually prevent us from seeing clearly, right? In the same way that being very tired or inebriated causes us to write nonsense in a text message, sin prevents us from seeing another person as they really are. It makes us think that there is sin where there is not any. Or maybe we are right that there is a sin there, but we can't see it clearly enough to truly address it. We can only see on the surface level, and we don't really recognize what's going on. And in that state of not seeing clearly, we can't truly help our brother. The most we can offer are just words of condemnation, which don't help anyone. To truly love someone, to truly help them, we have to help them overcome it. We have to know what's at the root of their bad choices and help them fix that. But until we can see clearly, that's not possible for us. And so Jesus is calling us that every moment that we want to condemn someone, to take a moment and look within our own heart. Look at the ways that our bad choices have distorted our vision of the world, and to get those things cleaned up first. It's only after we've done all of that work in our own soul that we'll be able to see clearly another's actions and be able to truly love them and help them overcome the things in their lives.